Hello, this is Mr. Longman, and I'm going to read a book called Stone Age Boy by Satoshi Kitamura that Beach Class and I read and wrote about last half term. Stone Age Boy. An amazing thing once happened to me. I was wandering in the woods when I tripped and found myself falling down, down, down. When I woke up, I was in a cold, dark place. I could see daylight in the distance and I stumbled towards it. Outside, everything was different. I realised I was lost, completely lost. So I walked and walked and walked. Then, to my relief, I saw someone, a girl. She was about my age, but she didn't look like any of the other girls I knew. And I don't think I looked like any of the boys she knew. She took me home to meet her family, and what a family it was. They looked very strange, but they were kind to me and gave me some stew. I couldn't understand anything they were saying. They worked out my new friend's name was Om. Then I must have fallen asleep. The next morning, Om showed me around the camp. Everyone seemed busy and had a job to do. Over the next few days, I saw so much I'd never seen before. Om's people had no knives and forks, no plastic, no metal even. Everything they had was made of wood, stone, animal skins or bones. I saw them making fire by striking flintstones together or turning a wooden drill. Fire is used for cooking to keep warm and sometimes to scare animals. Making tools by flint knapping. The flints are chipped, trimmed and sharpened and then made into knives, spearheads and scrapers for cleaning animal skins. I had a go, but it was very difficult. Using tools. Tools are used to make wood, antlers and bones into bowls, spears and ornaments. Cutting a slice out of a bone, sharpen it on a grindstone, piercing a hole, it's a sewing needle. Preparing and using animal skins. And there's a series of pictures here where you can see that they're skinning a deer, scraping the hide clean, drying it, cutting it, piercing holes and sewing it together. One afternoon, we went to the river. The little ones picked berries and nuts, but Om and I watched the men fishing. They held their pointed spears high and stood as still as trees. Then suddenly, swoosh! Their spears dropped down like lightning and came up again, spiking, wriggling silver fish. Suddenly, a boy ran up, shouting and pointing to the hills. At once, several people grabbed their spears and followed him. Om and I followed them. Slowly, slowly, we crept forwards until we saw a reindeer. It was standing alone, munching the grass. At a signal, the others ran towards it, yelling and throwing their spears. Om and I didn't have spears, but we yelled anyway. It was so exciting. A spear caught the reindeer in its side and it fell to the ground. That night we had a party to celebrate. We cooked the reindeer over a great fire and there was music and dancing. I joined in on air guitar. As the days became weeks, Om and her people taught me many things. I was very happy. Then one day Om took me to a special place. We walked a long way until we came to the mouth of a cave. Om struck flintstones together to make fire. She lit a torch and we went in. Wow. In all these pictures in the book, you can see wonderful Stone Age cave paintings and drawings on the caves. It took me a moment to realise that animals were only paintings. In the flickering light of the torch, they looked real, as if they were running all around us. Om went over to the tools and paints the artist had left and began to draw. And in the picture, you can see that Om is beginning to draw the narrator with his glasses on. Suddenly, I saw something move in the darkness. It was a bear, a big, furious cave bear. I shouted at Om to run and turned to face the bear with my spear. I felt very small. Suddenly, the ground gave way, and I found myself falling down, down, down. When I woke up, the bear had gone. So had Om. I rushed outside. The air felt different, warmer. I walked a long way calling for Om, but I never found her. Instead, I found I was back home. When I told my family what had happened, they didn't believe me. They said I'd only been gone a few hours, and I must have fallen asleep and dreamt it. Years passed, but I never forgot my friend Om. I'm an archaeologist now. That's me in the glasses. Everywhere I go, I look in the past for signs of Om, and I never stop learning from her and her people. Was it a dream, maybe? We can see the narrator as an adult in an archaeological dig. And on the last page, maybe not. And there's a drawing of the narrator on a cave.